السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سورة الواقعة في chapter 56. Today we look at verse 27. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Verse 27. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأصحاب اليمين ما أصحاب اليمين. As for the people of the right, how fortunate. How are the people of the right? Meaning, how fortunate are the people of the right? When you saw verse 8 of Surah Al-Waqi'ah, there we said, this is verse 8, فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. So that was also referring to the people of the right. So just, the meaning is the same. Maymana, Ashabul Maymana, and here it is Ashabul Yameen. You know the beautiful dua when you're going for Fajr Salah, then you must recite this dua. Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi nura, wa fi basari nura, wa fi sam'i nura, wa ay yameeni nura, on the right of me. So what you're asking for? Nur in my vision, nur in my light, illumination, in my hearing, illumination in my heart, illumination on my right, illumination on my left. Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi nura, Allahumma ij'al fi basari nura, Allahumma ij'al fi sam'i nura. So this you are asking for nur in each and every organ of yours. And at the end, you eventually say, Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi nura, wa fi basari nura, wa fi sam'i nura, wa ay yamini nura, wa ay yasari nura, wa fawqi nura, wa tahti nura, wa amami nura, wa khalfi nura, wa azzimli nura. The right, the left, in front, at the back, top, bottom. Intensify this nur for me. Wa ashabul yameen. We are people of the right. As for the people of the right, مَا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ. How are the people of the right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, the people of the right are initially, they have their taqwa running through their bloodstreams. They are the righteous believers. Sinful believers, listen to it. Sinful believers, they will also join the people of the right. Some through just the mercy of Allah, and others will be forgiven through the intercession of a prophet or a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah protect us. Allah protect us. Some sinful believers will be punished for their sins. But after serving their time, their punishment, they too will be purified and cleansed of their of that sin. After which, you see, in this worldly life, if you're a believer, see, when you get sick, you as the person going to visit that sick person, you should follow etiquettes. Then you are fulfilling the rites. You have to know, whatever you're going to do, I need knowledge of this before I practice. A person say, I'm going for jihad, but then he goes and kills Muslims. He goes and kills innocent non-Muslims also. That is not acceptable. But you say you're going for defense jihad, remember, is something else. Defense jihad, what the Palestinians, they are being bombarded daily. So that's a different, but you say you're going to fight jihad, but you don't even know which group you're joining. You don't even, ISIS is not Muslim. ISIS is not Islam. ISIS was prepared by the US. And ISIS, so many times, US soldiers were caught speaking to ISIS members. That is not Islam, to go and kill innocent people. They specifically, they knew what they were doing when they started ISIS. and they knew that they want to paint Islam in the bad light. But nonetheless, that's not going to work, because always the colors get exposed. So anyways, you say you need knowledge. And this is what we need. Otherwise, you join the wrong group. When we ask our honorable teacher, and that is Mufti Alauddin Rahmatullah Alayhi, that what about jihad, when we are so passionate about it? Still is, and we should be. Because I quoted the hadith for you, that this is such an action. Man sa'ala Allah ta'ala, من سأل الله تعالى الشهادة بصدق بلغه منازل الشهداء وإن مات على فراشه. Whoever asks Allah Azza wa Jal for martyrdom with truthfulness, with a truthful heart, Allah will raise his status to that even though he passes away on his bed. This is that action. So we should love and aspire for this. We're weak, yes, we are all weak. Allah says we are all weak. In chapter 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse 28, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Insan was created weak. So, أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ, to become the people of the right too, we have to gain knowledge. What is? So I was saying, when you go visit a sick person, recite the Masnoon Dua, follow etiquettes. What's the Masnoon Dua? La ba'sa tahurun insha'Allah. Easy. La ba'sa tahurun. And insha'Allah, we all know. So la ba'sa tahurun insha'Allah. No problem, no worries. It will be a cleanser for you, inshallah. So you see, some people get cleansed in this world. When it's sickness, don't take it in the negative. You don't ask for sickness, but when sickness comes, tahurun, it's going to be a cleanser for me, inshallah. So you remain a believer at every given juncture, he's positive. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. Excellent, beautiful is the state of a believer. Every situation, every condition, every juncture, this believer, there is good for him in it. And this is for absolutely nobody except for the believer. If he's experiencing a bout or a moment of joy and happiness, he makes shukr, that is good for him. He experiences a moment of difficulty, trial, tribulation, catastrophe, he makes sabr, patience, that is good for him. And what does Allah say in the Quran Sharif? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those who exercise patience. So, Ashabul Yameen, we said to you, some sinful believers, we are all sinful. Kullu bani Adam khatta'un. Every son of Adam alayhi salam, with the exclusion of the Anbiya alayhi salam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in their lifetime, you won't say they were mahsoom, but they were mahfooz. When they passed away, mahfooz. They were protected. And they got that opportunity. They got that opportunity to gain such proximity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are radiyal, they got this title now. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them, they are pleased with Allah. So they are mahfooz. But you won't say they were sinless. That is exclusively for Anbiya alayhimus salam. So some sinful believers, Allah protect us. Give us we've got to work constantly on purifying ourselves. And when you see in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us this, chapter 2, verse 22. Inna Allah yuhibbu tawabina. Allah loves, surely Allah loves those who constantly, relentlessly repent. Allah loves that. See, Allah didn't say, yeah, he loves, yes, he loves the walis. He loves those. But to have, even if you're wali, to have what makes a wali even a better wali. What makes a wali is that he's got that high status, but he doesn't claim anything. He doesn't claim, he doesn't know, he thinks of himself as the lowest of the low. That is what makes him that. Then you get others, they claim to get some inspirations, I don't know, from shaitan or whatever it is, and that is how they've been deluded, and then they claim that they get wahi, and then they claim that they are prophet, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, and all of these characters. That is now shaitaniyat. So see, you'll always find the walis of Allah, they don't consider themselves to be high. They're always on the ground, below the ground. They've got such a level of humility, it's unbelievable. So, aspiring to become the people of the right, we said some sinful believers will be punished for their sins. Allah protect us. And they, after serving the punishment, they will be purified enough, cleansed, and then they will join the people of the right. Because the fire of Jahannam, it is a way to cleanse them. And now they are cleansed enough, because to go into that pure place of Jannah, you have to be cleansed yourself. So that is verse 27. Washabul yameen, ma ashabul yameen. Then Allah says in verse 28, fi sidrim makhdood, fi sidrim makhdood. The people of the right, they will be amid these trees. Sidr refers to, it's a tree, right? And makhdood refers to a tree having its thorns removed. If you look at, let's turn for one moment to Suratul Ghashiyah. Suratul Ghashiyah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ لَهُمْ طُعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ضَرِيعٍ. You will get hungry. You will want something to eat. Allah says, for them there will be no food except the thorny tree. So food, yes, but what kind? Thorny food. It's going to add to that punishment. Allah protect us. Constantly, never ever feel that I'm a jannati, I'm sorted out, I'm cleansed. No. Someone asks a buzruk, a pious person, who is better, you or the dog? We've heard this. He said, if I pass away with iman, I'm better than the dog. If I pass away without iman, the dog is better than me. See, constantly worried, am I going to be accepted? Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abul Anbiya, the father of prophets, not the father of mankind that we know is Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. But Abul Anbiya, the father of prophets, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, after he and his honorable son, also a prophet, Ismail alayhi salam, built the Kaaba al-Musharrafa, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah, accept from us. You are the all-hearing, you are the all-knowing. Accept from us. This year just gives another angle to it. Sometimes we do a deed, an excellent deed, and we think that we did it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in our hearts we know very well, or sometimes we don't even know. Sometimes we know why we did it. Sometimes we don't know. So that is why, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. From this angle, you are the all-hearing, you are the all-knowing. You know, Ya Allah, whether it was done for your pleasure or not, but nonetheless you accept it. You are all-merciful, you accept it from us. But that is, who can ever even attempt to taint the reputation of a prophet. Their sincereness well over even that which you consider marvelous. The heights, the peaks, that was Anbiya alayhimus salam. But still yet teaching the ummah and placed in the Quran Sharif so that you and I can take benefit and can learn this, these ways so that we can also not just consider ourselves to be accepted, but to constantly be worried about this. Am I going to be accepted? So, ya fi sidrim makhdood. So, this refers to those trees. And makhdood refers to a tree having its thorns removed. It also means a tree having the branches bent because of its abundance of fruit. Unlike the trees of this world, they have a different description. Their fruits will be as large as clay jugs, and their taste cannot be compared to those found in this world. So this is what is in store for you, for the people of the right. Allahumma ja'alna minhum. May Allah make us amongst them. Then the next, وَطَلْحٍ مَنْضُودٍ وَطَلْحٍ مَنْضُودٍ. And the trees of tall, meaning the banana or a fragrant tree, having layers one upon the other. Tall trees, that's وَطَلْحٍ. One over the other, so yeah, Allah says مَنْضُودٍ. The word talh refers to a banana tree, and mandood, this refers to, means clustered fruits piled on top of one another, such as in a bunch of bananas. So, watalhim mandood. Talh refers to a banana tree, and mandood means clustered fruits piled on top of each other, as in a bunch of bananas. Then, وَذِلِّمْ مَمْدُود. وَذِلِّمْ مَمْدُود. In this verse, verse 30, Surah Al-Waqi'ah. In paradise, so what's the meaning of this verse first? And a shade spread all over. وَذِلِّمْ, a shade. مَمْدُود, spread all over. There is a tree that is so large, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us this, that a rider may travel for hundreds, for 100 years under its shade. A rider may travel for 100 years under its shade, but it would not be able to pass it. This is that kind of shade. وَمَاءٍ مَسْكُوبٍ. This means, وَمَاء, you know, is water. مَسْكُوب, poured forth. And water poured forth, verse 31. This means the water will be flowing constantly on the surface of the ground. On the surface of the ground. وَفَاكِيَةٍ كَثِيرًا. كَثِيرًا. وَفَاكِيَةٍ, and fruits. فَاكِيَةٍ, fruits. كَثِيرًا, you know, is lots. And a lot of fruits. كَثِيرًا. There will be plenty of fruits, one. Or there will be an uncountable variety and kinds of fruits. So the categories of fruits. That is verse number 32. Verse 33, لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة, neither interrupted nor prohibited. لا مقطوعة, neither interrupted, no season will interrupt it. Certain, you know, in this worldly lives, only in certain seasons you get pomegranates, only in certain seasons you get this. So this year, neither interrupted by a season nor prohibited. Wala mamnu'a, nor prohibited. Wa furushim marfu'a, and mattresses of high quality. Wa furushim marfu'a. Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. Surely we created those, meaning the females, a fresh creation. So inshallah we'll carry on with this tomorrow. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين.